This conference will now be recorded.
Nice. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to our, how is that, look at the date, October 19th, 2023, Citizens Ethics Advisory Board meeting. I believe that all the board members are here in person, but because I'm so used to taking a roll call, we're just going to do it.
This is scary.
So Beth Cook, here. Mary Bigelow.
I'm here.
Josh Chisano.
Here.
Jason Farrell, he cannot be with us today, he's traveling. Thomas Jones, well, yeah. Cheryl Lipson.
I'm here.
Kareem Mabane.
Here.
Did I pronounce your name correctly?
It's Mebane.
Mebane, thank you. And I'm sorry. Laura Schuyler. Happy to have you here with us, Laura. All right. And so for the first order of business, we're going to swear in our two new board members, and I can hardly contain myself. This is really exciting for all of us here. So we will begin with Thomas Jones. Shall we stand? Is that how you prefer for us to do this? All right. So TJ, do you solemnly swear or affirm? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm just jumping right in.
That's two lawyers.
Do you solemnly swear or affirm, as the case may be, that you will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of Connecticut so long as you continue a citizen thereof, and that you will faithfully discharge according to law the duties of the member of the Citizens Ethics Advisory Board to the best of your ability, so help you God.
I do.
Thank you, and welcome to the board.
I don't remember reading that
one. I know. And I have to do this again. I'll try to be better this time. Raise your right hand. Thank you very much, Kareem. Do you solemnly swear or affirm, as the case may be, that you will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of Connecticut so long as you continue a citizen thereof, and that you will faithfully discharge according to law the duties of the member of the Citizens Ethics Advisory Board to the best of your abilities, so help you God.
Thank you.
Welcome to the board.
General
Government Administration, I don't know. It gets me in and out of the garage.
That's her badge as Commissioner of OGA.
I know, we have different IDs. I noticed TJ and Kareem have Freedom of Information. We have OGA and we have OSC.
So I have OSC.
I'm OGA.
As long as you can enter the building, we're good.
As long as you can get in and out.
I'm OSC, but it expired 2 years ago.
Well, but you're still here, so that's all that matters.
I didn't, just a badge.
Just a badge.
This is AI, what Charles was, as I was listening on the way.
We have fun as a board, and we enjoy each other's company, which is nice.
So we get things done.
And we do. We do good work. So our first official order of business on our agenda here is to approve the minutes from the September 21st regular meeting. Can I get a motion to approve those minutes?
So moved.
Thanks, Cheryl. Second. Thank you. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstaining?
Aye.
Abstention. Very good. That motion passes. Thank you very much. Chairperson's report. I don't have anything to report. We don't need a hearing officer for November because we have Cheryl.
Right.
And we don't do a hearing in December. So in November, I will seek the hearing officer for you. You look scared, Cheryl.
Never.
Don't be scared. I think I'm your backup.
You are.
So we're good.
It's fine.
Got it covered. Last meeting, we established a subcommittee for further study of the administrative lobbying issue. And all we did was establish this committee. We didn't talk about building that committee out. So I'd like to know if Beth Cook would chair that subcommittee, and then we can see who else on the board would be interested in participating in that subcommittee. I, of course, am interested in participating. Others on the board, and Kareem and TJ, to bring you up to speed, we have been talking a bit about administrative lobbying, which has been a topic that's been a little confusing for folks generally because it's not really been a focus it's not as much of a focus as some of the other lobbying activity. And as we've looked at, and Brian's been so good to give us an explanation of how the statutes and the regulations look, and when looking at how those get applied to sort of real life, we want to study that a bit further. And so we decided to put together a group to have that conversation. Anyone else interested in joining us on that endeavor?
I can't contribute anything.
She will always contribute. All right. Well, Beth and I can start the discussion, and then we will keep this group apprised of what we're doing. All right. So with that, I think we can move on to Brian O'Dowd for the Legal Division.
Afternoon, board members. Brian O'Dowd for the record. You should have the Legal Division report in front of you. As I noted in there, there was, you know, a decent dip in the number of requests we received, but there were a handful of very complicated ones. And, you know, as is our policy, we gave the individuals the more stringent response. You know, generally in informal opinions, we'll take a more conservative approach, because we don't know what the board would do if anything was eventually kicked up to the board. So it is entirely possible that these individuals will be coming to the board, appealing the decisions. We should know in about a week. And we are, as also noted in the Legal Division report, we are expecting a petition for a board opinion from an individual who we think may not be subject to the code, but again, given that she is on a board that does expend state funds and exercise state power, we're very hesitant to just, you know, say you're not subject to the code. So we're expecting that petition, and if we do get it shortly, which we should, what we'll do is next month we'll have both the petition for the board to vote on, and we'll have a draft advisory opinion for the board to vote on. So that's basically it. If you have any questions about the report or any of the opinions therein, be happy to answer them.
Any questions for Brian? How's your office sharing?
Sore subject. No. They've been great roommates.
All right. And on to Mark Wazalewski for the Enforcement Division report.
Thank you, Chair Caster Cohen, and hello, board members. So you do have the enforcement report in your packet. There are no UAPA hearings scheduled currently, as Chair Caster Cohen mentioned, and likely will not be any until the new year. The division continues to work hard. We're looking forward to the addition of a new staff attorney, hopefully within the next month. And if you have any questions at this time, I'll be glad to field them.
Questions for Mark? All right. Thank you, Mark. And then we will move on to Mark Creighton and Carol Langevin for our lobbyist audit reports.
Thank you, Chair. Good afternoon, board members. This is Carol Langevin for the record. In your package, you have two reports, one of them being Home Care Association of America. We have two findings with this one. One was a late filing, 2 days late. The other one was an understatement of $2,552.40. This has been amended and corrected, and we have no other findings with this report. If you have any questions, I'm happy to take them.
Questions for Carol? All right, can I get a motion to accept the audit report of Home Care Association of America?
So moved.
Second? Thank you, Mary. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstaining? That motion passes. Thank you. Mark?
Thank you. Good afternoon, board members. Mark Creighton for the record. In your packet, you have the audit report for Covenant Health, Inc. There are no findings, but we are happy to answer any questions if there are.
Pretty sure there won't be any questions on that. Thank you, Mark. Can I get a motion to approve the lobbyist audit report for Covenant Health, Inc.?
So,
thank you, Cheryl. Second. Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstaining? That motion passes. Thank you. Sarah, for our Education and Communications report.
Thank you, Chair Caster Cohn. Sarah Clark, your Director of Education and Communications. I want to welcome our new board members to the meeting. We're happy to have you here. Work continues with Attorney Montgomery on reworking our lobbyist resources as presented on our website, not only the content and the organization of them, but how they're going to be laid out on the website. So all of that changes are coming, but we are working through from the first draft onward. And I feel like the deeper we dig, the more there is to change. So it's a iceberg, but we're getting there. At this point, the trainings are becoming more and more frequent. We're up to about 2 trainings per week, looking ahead from now until the end of November. And I appreciate the guidance and support from our executive director as he's been passing the reins more and more on to me to lead the trainings, which has been a really neat, task and challenge as we personalize these trainings for every individual group that we meet with. And including tomorrow, we're going to be doing what I've been calling the inception training. We're doing a training from a training. So FOI is having their conference in Haddam tomorrow, and they've allowed us to utilize one of their breakout rooms to conduct the Connecticut Green Banks training from their training. So we're going to utilize the room, and we'll do it remote, but we'll be able to provide that so that way we can accommodate other entities' board meetings so we can get better coverage and outreach.
Are you getting a big turnout from each of these?
It varies, but the ones, because these are all people who are coming to us to ask. So the offer goes out with the monthly newsletters, but there hasn't been like a full blown campaign of like, get trained. So instead, agencies, liaisons are reaching out to us and requesting trainings. And a lot of these, as Peter's noted, are on an annual basis. So when there are these ones that are traditionally in this annual cycle, then we do have a better turnout, but some of them are smaller. Like yesterday we were at the DAS print shop and there was probably about 12 people there total, but that's their whole entity. So it's a small training, but it's 100%, you know, outreach. So we are 111 days outside of the coming legislative session. So for those of you who are counting down to Christmas, we're just a stone's throw further for legislative session. And prior to that, about 2 weeks beforehand, we're going to be holding 2 days worth of trainings at the legislative office building for lobbyists. So ahead of the session, get trained up, figure out what you're doing. Here are the filing, here's the platform, all that kind of stuff, just a soup to nuts training for them. And so we've got that booked, and we're looking into remembering the posters that I passed around last month, having a display on the concourse in March, which is Ethics Month. So we've been in talks with the legislative management about that, but they're still figuring out whether or not they're going to actually feature any artwork this coming session. So if they do, we're first on the list. And then also our first ever lobbyist newsletter will be going out this month. So we're reaching out to our liaisons on the executive side and our lobbyists.
That's great. Yeah.
So you will be in receipt of that ahead of when the lobbyist population gets it, just like our liaisons in that newsletter.
Very good. Thank you. Any questions for Sarah? Great work. Thank you very much, Sarah. All right, Peter, for our executive director's report.
Thank you. Again, I want to welcome formally on the record our 2 new board members. And on behalf of the staff, I really, we're very happy to have you here. So again, I hope you will be, you'll find your service on the board rewarding. And if you have any questions, ask me, ask anyone. We're all available to you. So again, welcome. Obviously, the first topic I'll touch on is our office space remediation and construction. As I've mentioned to one of our members, that hopefully this is not like the Sagrada Familia construction in Barcelona, where it will go on and on and on and on. This will be something short in duration. So regarding the construction, the source of the leak was established by vendors, by folks in ServPro and others, and it's located under a windowsill in the foundation wall. Some of you already witnessed the construction going on, or the wall that's been opened up. So the leak's been located. What they have to do now is seal the wall on the interior and the exterior. The exterior will obviously involve more work because evidently there are some issues around the drainage and the window located in that locality. Right now, we have two contractors lined up. They presented a detailed scope of work. DAS, Construction Services Division, is on board. They like what they see. Everyone seems to be in agreement. But because of the cost involved per state rules, they have to, even though they like the two contractors they have in place, they have to formally bring it out to bid and it has to be approved. So we are in this holding pattern right now, waiting for the formal approval. And by the way, ServPro treated the affected area. They checked the entire length of the wall for any other leaks. No other leaks other than that windowsill. They also checked for mold, no issues with mold. They treated the area. We had for about a week kind of a lingering smell. Right now we have a slight smell of the plastic that's been suspended from the ceiling to block off the affected wall. But other than that, again, we're waiting. We've reverted to our hybrid model of work with staff. Again, those staff members who are not affected by the construction immediately, who still have working workstations. So we are in a hybrid model and we'll continue until construction commences to fix the wall. And we suspended our in-office services to the public. We'll keep that suspension in place. Again, most of our work right now is done by email and phone anyway. I hope that this will be wrapped up before the session starts. So, because as we always, we get more traffic during the session. So, any questions on the ongoing remediation and construction? It's again, we're waiting at this point and hopefully not too long. So changing gears on personal front, Mark already pointed out we're filling a staff attorney position in our enforcement division. You may recall we received 42 applications. We've conducted interviews last week. We've invited 10 individuals to interviews. And we decided, after these interviews, we decided to hold second round of interviews for five candidates, really good candidates. There's no doubt that they can, that they have the competency and they can do the work that's required. I think we're looking more now for the right fit because we're a small agency. So we invited five candidates to second round of interviews that will be held on Monday. And I hope by the end of next week, we'll have our finalists. So at the next board meeting, my hope is to introduce you to our new staff attorney. And the
externals or internals?
We have they're all externals. I mean, we have a couple of people who are in state service. And three attorneys who are in private practice right now. On the budget front, I requested $40,000 in the upcoming budget adjustment to make major updates and revisions to our online SFI system. We've been experiencing issues and user complaints regarding the system, and most complaint issue has been regarding the design and design and complication for new users that new users experience when they try to file SFI for the prior year. The system reverts to the current year, so we're trying to fix that. So if, let's say, you're trying to file for any prior year, you can easily go to that year without the system kicking you back or reverting you back to, let's say, right now we are in 20. Folks are filing for 2023 if they're new to state service. I'm sorry, for 2022 in 2023. So that's one fix. The other, the ability to upload securities with ease. Many folks are frustrated when they have large number of securities. And so we're trying to simplify the process doing so in that area. Also, the entire system needs to be clearer and easier to navigate. And finally, try to have compatibility with other browsers. Our ability to have compatibility with multiple browsers is limited. And so that has to be fixed. And we've calculated and did the calculations, and we kind of estimated that it's around $40,000 that we would need to make the fixes and through a vendor and so on. So I'll keep you posted. The technical revisions are done during the legislative session. So hopefully this will be approved by the both OPM and subsequently by the legislature. Moving on, COBOL conference. I want to share some good news. Our ethics enforcement officer, Mark Wazalewski, has been appointed to COGL's steering committee, which is the governing body of the national organization. And he will officially commence his service for COGL on the steering committee at this upcoming COGL conference. And I think that's a four-year appointment, or no, two-year?
I think it's 2 years, but
2 years, yeah.
Actually, I can't say for sure, but I would say I have been officially nominated unanimously to be approved at
The
Kansas
conference.
City.
It's pretty much approved. So.
Well, you don't know what will happen there, Peter.
What's that?
There could be some uprising.
Who brings the best goodies to distribute to the voters?
That's why Charles is going to the conference. again, we're very happy for Mark. This really enhances, you know, it's an important appointment because it's a not only recognition for Mark's contributions and involvement in COGL, but also it enhances the visibility of this office nationally, having someone on the steering committee. So congratulations.
Thank you.
I also want to note that Mark, obviously, Garrett, Melissa Hamilton, and I will be traveling. We'll be representing the staff at the COGL conference. My understanding is that Charles is going. And if anyone else is interested, I just want to note that the office will pick up the registration cost. And we'll have to register sometime next week because the deadline is coming up soon. So if you're interested, let me know. We will register you next week. Just a reminder, the discounted hotel room rate is available until Monday, November 13th.
Peter, I'm also going.
Oh, okay, perfect. All right. So thank you. And anyone else, just let me know. Shoot me an email if you decide over the weekend, because the goal is to register everyone next week. I'll be working with Henry on that. And finally, as I mentioned last month, the Freedom of Information Commission is holding its annual conference tomorrow, although it's been suspended because of COVID. Last one they held was in 2019. 10 of us, 10 staff members are attending the conference tomorrow. So it's being held in Haddam at the River House or the Goodspeed.
Is that geared toward government agencies, or is it sort of all comers?
I would say.
And municipalities.
And that's right, because they have jurisdiction over municipalities. So, yeah, as well. Well, that's all I have. Any questions, I'll be happy to answer them.
Questions for Peter?
All right, so they haven't given you an estimated date for the completion of the construction?
No. The more important date is to find out when they will start, because at least at that point.
Then everyone's out of the office.
Yes, we will. I mean, obviously, Brian's office is unaffected, nor is the conference room. Ann and Al will continue to, and I'll expect Brian here every day. No, I'm.
I'm calling the construction folks.
But the conference room, yeah.
Yes.
Ann and I have been doing wonderful work because as just for TJ and Kareem, well, TJ, you may know, we work under an MOU with Freedom of Information and State Elections Commission. We provide, we share, that is, IT services with the Freedom of Information. So Ann and Al are based in our conference room. So any troubleshooting, they help out. We receive HR services from Freedom of Information Commission. And Henry also is shared to provide fiscal payroll services with all three agencies. That's the result of all the post-consolidation and reconsolidation in 2016. So,
you know when they're putting this out to bid, have they told you?
My understanding is that any day, or it's they've already received initial scope of work documents from two contractors. As to the formal open bid process, I don't know exactly if that's that has commenced yet. So, yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, Peter. Anything else for Peter? We have reached the public comment portion of our meeting. And so we'll remain silent in the event that there's nobody online, and there's no one here in the conference room. So I think we've fulfilled our obligation to allow the public to comment. With that, we do not need a closed session or an executive session. So all we need is a motion to adjourn. But just to set expectations, we're not normally this quick.
No.
It takes a little longer. But we'll see you all next month if I can get a motion to adjourn. Yeah.
Motion.
Thank you. Second. All right. All in favor?
Yeah.
Aye. Opposed? We are adjourned, folks. Thanks so much.